This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Veterans face many challenges when looking for work after leaving the military. Dallas is one of the cities the Department of Veterans Affairs has chosen for a new program engineered to improve veteran hiring. North Texas companies are already on the job. Last year, 7.2% of veterans who left the service after 9/11 were unemployed. That's a full point higher than the general population. For many of the vets who do get a job, it's nothing like the service. Just ask 32-year-old Army veteran Joe Hambleton.
You spend so much time already overseas, you kind of adjusted to working hard and working outdoors, working in small team environments, kind of being back into like that camaraderie.
Which is why 8 hours a day in an air-conditioned office isn't always a great fit. Hambleton's on a much different track. He's in Carrollton with a handful of other vets, training to climb wireless towers that can reach heights of 200 feet.
Go through that port, out the other port, and back to your harness.
It's only day four, and Hambleton's already scampering up the practice tower with ease. This course is the first rung in the training ladder.
They get us qualified as a competent climber, as it's called, which is tower technician level one.
Hambleton's working through a program called Warriors for Wireless. The nonprofit has placed about 700 veterans in wireless industry jobs. Some climb, some run cable and test signals, some build towers from scratch. They start off making about $50,000 a year. Program President Kelly Dunn says that number goes up fast.
The people that have been in the program 2 or 3 years have been promoted 2 or 3 times, and some are making 6 figures. And these are guys that were at Walmart or Petco or at a minimum wage job.
VA Secretary Bob McDonald wants more partnerships like Warriors for Wireless. He traveled to Carrollton last month for an IT roundtable with a couple dozen North Texas companies. It's all part of a new program called the Veteran Economic Communities Initiative.
I mean, the surest way to make sure you don't have a homeless veteran or a veteran in need is to get them a job. And veterans have been trained so well in the military, they have so many skills they can bring to bear. It's just a matter of somebody helping them do that translation.
Which is what the Dallas arm of this effort is working to do. At the roundtable, McDonald said the IT industry expects to see 1.4 million new jobs by 2020. Now, there are only about 400,000 workers who are ready to take them. That leaves a lot of room to hire vets.
Right now, it's basically about 250,000 plus veterans leave the military each year. I would love for every single one of them to have a job when they landed back in this country.
Not just a job, a career. That's Joe Hambleton's goal. He's a single father to a 4-year-old boy.
Financial stability and opportunity to be able to provide, you know, for my son on a single income.
A fitting goal for a man who spent most of his adult life serving his country. Courtney Collins, KERA News.